Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. I got your host, James J., joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How are things there?
Doing good here, and kind of a calm start to the day. What is it going to look like the rest of?
Yeah, still looking at a pretty quiet couple of days here for us, and still in the cloudy skies out there today, and the high temperatures staying at around 30, so pretty steady from where we are this morning. Maybe seeing a few breaks of sun through those clouds as we get more into the afternoon as well. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 22, and then more clouds Wednesday, some scattered snow showers, flurries, highs at near 30 again tomorrow, light winds, 20 on Wednesday night, few flurries or snow showers, 26 Thursday with more clouds and sunshine, 13 on Thursday night, and then some chances for light snow build in on Friday. Maybe some light accumulations by Friday night, highs of 31. And then some Arctic air starts to flow south as we get into Friday night and the weekend, highs of about 17 Saturday. Partial sun, some clouds. Three above Saturday night, maybe some flurries, otherwise breaks of sun, and some clouds Sunday, about 12 for highs. Some below zero readings coming up Sunday night. And next week, looking more bitter cold to stay settled in. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Mm. Always appreciate the updates, Paul. Not bad, though. Not bad. We're going to take that one. I think we'll be all right with
that. We'll take it for this week, but come next weekend, I don't know, Paul. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely going to need those extra layers that maybe we haven't needed much yet this winter.
Yeah, very true.
Good old Wisconsin weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're more prepared thanks to you guys. We appreciate it, Paul. You have a great day.
You bet. You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center join us every day, Monday through Friday, in the 8 o'clock hour right around here. We got fun stuff coming up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Getting some other stuff, too. But first up, here's an interesting one. If you remember one thing about yourself, which would be more important? Your allergy to a medicine or your spirit animal? Yeah.
Your allergy?
Yeah. I would think that that'd probably be a little more important. In a new survey from Quest Diagnostics, only 51% of Americans say that they know their blood type. But 66% know their horoscope sign.
Wow.
There are only 8 blood type possibilities, and 2/3 of people are one of two, either A positive or O positive. There are 12 astrological signs, although you can find that out just by knowing your birthday. To find out your blood type, you have to ask your doctor or your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or look through your medical or blood donor records and that kind of thing.
Right.
Even more alarming, when asked where you get your health advice, 22% of Americans said social media influencers. 63% said healthcare professionals, which is the correct answer.
Yep.
And the only answer. And 52% said internet searches. I would have been happier if it was 52% of people had no answer. That would have been the one time I'd have been okay with it.
You'd have been okay with
it. It'd have been better than internet searches.
Well, now, to be fair, there is a lot of good information on the internet.
And if I can piggyback...
And a lot of misinformation on the
internet. Very true. And if I can just piggyback off of that, because you're absolutely right. I also think that another thing that comes up, one of the first things I think of with this is, well, if I can't afford health insurance, I'm not just going to sit there and be sick. I'm going to try to figure this out. I'm going to try to do, is there any natural medicine system? What is there that I can do to take care of this? Because I can't afford to go to the doctor.
Right. And that's what I did. When I didn't have insurance, I did a ton of research. And then I scheduled a very precise appointment. I scheduled an appointment with a specialist for what I thought I had. And then I got my diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable, I think, to a degree, for some people that do seek out information and that look into these things. I also think it is a natural human instinct to question things. Mm-hmm. In particular, the powers that be, whether that's government, bosses, that kind of thing. I think that's a natural human instinct, and I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that. However, once you get the answers, once you get like science telling you, you know, or something like that, or society telling
test
you
results.
Yeah, little things like that. You know, blood type. You know, our blood. You know, you get your blood work back and stuff. Yeah, it might be a good idea to kind of, you know, pay attention to science, to the things that are actually telling us the realness here.
Yeah, armchair doctors really, you know, they might know a few things, which can make them sound credible, but I don't know. I think I'm going to trust the person who went to school and who put in the time to learn their craft.
How many of the people that don't want to listen to those people did any schooling? Right. Did any schooling whatsoever or anything like that? Because chances are part of the reason they didn't do more schooling is because they didn't like school, or school didn't fit for them, or something like that, maybe along those lines.
Or they couldn't afford it.
Very true, too. Imagine this. A person cares this much about a job that they're going to go to school for over 5 years. They're going to go in debt, possibly, or more than likely, because of that. And all this because they want to help people. Because they want to keep people healthy. There's no, you know, secret ulterior motive. Do doctors get paid? Well, sure. Once they get to a certain threshold.
Well, it takes 10 to 14 years to become a fully licensed doctor. And then how much do they have in student debt that they have to pay off?
How many of them are doing that because, oh, this is going to be a great way for me to get society. Oh, I'm gonna really get people here. I'll be able to give them vaccines and stuff. Ooh, my evil plan worked. I'm going to take over the world by this. I mean,
let's talk about, if we want to talk about who's taking over the world and trying to ruin the American people, let's talk about Big Pharma for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a bigger, much bigger concern to me than your, I'm not at all saying, obviously, that all doctors and all that and everybody in the medical field is a saint. There's no field in the world that's like that. But you're hard-pressed to find somebody who dedicates a decade of their life to something and did it for, you know, motives other than, you know, a passion. And to do the, because they care, because they do. Think about the things that you do out there all the time that don't involve money, but passion. And you give your heart to. It's very similar.
Very much so.
I don't know what else to do with this topic. the horoscope and blood type thing, I'm not even that bent out of shape about that.
Because I understand if people have never donated blood, if you can, you should, because we desperately need blood donations in this country. And it's not just for, you know, people who get into accidents, but people who suffer from long-term illnesses that they need regular transfusions. I mean, there is a daily desperate need for blood. So if you can donate, please do. But if you haven't ever done that, I think it's understandable to not know your blood type.
Yes. My focus really is that latter part there about the 22% of Americans social media get their health advice from social media influencers, 52% from internet searches. Like that stood out to me much more than not knowing your blood type. I mean, welcome to the human race. You throw a rock and most people aren't going to know it, or they're going to guess or something, which they should know the information. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but I'm not as bent out of shape about that as I am people like, I wonder what my blood type is. Well, I'll see what this social media influencer says. Maybe they'll tell me. Like, that seems a little out there.
I think that people fall into that because it's easy. It's an easy place. And if they choose to believe that that's factual information, I you know, people do rationalize those kinds of things. But there's reasons to not do that. Like our health.
Like our health. Like not just our health, others' health. The way that you don't live, unless you are the boy in the bubble, unless you are Jake Gyllenhaal or John Travolta, both actors who played a boy in the bubble.
Yep.
I didn't know how good that reference was, actually. unless you are that, then you're affecting others with your health.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves everybody. And that's a bigger conversation, I think.
Yes.
Which comes back to, of course, healthcare. And people being able to afford health care, people having good health care, a basic human right.
Mm-hmm. And the right to be able to buy our medications at the same price that they're being sold by these big companies in other parts of the world. Why do we here in the United States have to pay 3 to 10 times more than what they're paying in Canada or the UK for the same medication that costs those big companies dollars, like small amounts of dollars to make, and yet they charge thousands of dollars for these medications? It's criminal.
They're not even.
It makes me so angry.
I agree. They're not even hiding this stuff anymore. The pharmaceutical companies, they're taking pictures. They're hand in hand with politicians. Yeah. They're standing right there shaking hands.
The amount of money that they have poured into politics in the United States.
Yeah, it's sickening. It's literally sickening.
I have no words I can say on the radio about how angry I am about this.
It's a frustrating thing, especially when you consider we still don't have free ice cream Thursdays. there's a couple of things that we should have as Americans. And healthcare, pharmaceutical companies being held in check, mm-hmm. and free ice cream on Thursdays.
Free ice cream on Thursdays.
Simple things.
Way to make it, put a positive spin on that there, James.
Just try to find the funny. It's not easy with these subjects because this is intense.
Not.
I'm just as, I don't think you are nearly close to being alone on this one, Melissa.
Oh, no. Of course not. But a lot of people don't even realize it. And that's the frustrating thing. Because, the fact that they're spending all of this money to lobby, but they won't spend that same amount of money to make drugs more affordable.
What is just as equally frustrating to me is the people that will complain about this, but they won't take the extra step to look at why this is happening. Who is making this okay? They are not getting these pharmaceutical. If you tell me that I can sell my, I got a pet rock and I can sell it for $1 billion. The market, there is no market. I can sell it for whatever I want. I'm going to sell it for $1 billion. I want mm-hmm. I like money. Money's great. Give me money. It sounds great. I'm a company. Give me my money. If there is not people who to keep those people in check, actually, that only costs $1 to make. You're not selling that for $1 billion. It's only $1. Okay, fine. Well, but manufacturing and all this. All right, how about this? We'll cut the difference. $3. $3, right? All right, fine. I'll sell it for $3. If there are not people to hold these people, and I know I'm oversimplifying this, but if there are not people to hold these people in check, what do you expect is going to happen? So therefore, it falls on us as a society to, when we're voting people in office, hey, who's in whose pocket? Oh, look who just gave this representative a ton of money into their campaign, this pharmaceutical company. I wonder if they're friends. I wonder if they exchange Christmas cards. And also may skew his or hers voting, where they're going, where all of a sudden it's not about you, the constituent, like it's supposed to be. It's about the guy, the big company.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think your numbers are not all that far off, James. So let's talk about Moderna for a second. They received $1.7 billion from U.S. taxpayers to research and develop the COVID-19 vaccine. They made $19 billion in profits over the last 2 years, and now they want to raise the price of COVID-19 vaccine 400%, up to $130. Well, it cost them $2.85 to manufacture.
I remember people used to get really bent out of shape about shoes. It costs a Nike to like $5 to make a shoe, and they sell it for $100. And how bent out of shape people would get out of that. Meanwhile, the whole time the pharmaceutical company has been doing this, and I feel like we're very, very late to the game. Not that this is a mm-hmm. new story. It's been a story for over 20 years. But even 20 years is still late to the game when it comes to the keeping these things in check.
Well, and, people are very divided over the vaccine. Let's talk about something that they're not divided over. Insulin. How many people in our country need insulin?
Yeah.
And they sell it for a ridiculous amount of money when it costs them $8 to produce. $8.
I mean, 3 second in, 3 second out. It's the only way. It's the only way to get through these things. And hopefully to work together as a society to make them better. Mm-hmm. And also to find the funny where we can, because I realize something about, especially you and I in particular, Melissa. Mm-hmm. You and I are a bit of rebels, and we find our things, love especially it. That we, you know, that we jump on and everything. But over previous ownerships, we really were encouraged not necessarily to do that as much or anything and lean more in other all ways. Right. We have a new ownership in the last couple of months, and they go a different direction. And we have turned into those kids who just, like, their first semester of college, and they just find out a bunch of stuff, and they can't wait to tell their parents and act like they're the only ones that ever knew this information when their parents have known it for, like, 30 years. Actually, Mom and Dad, you don't understand that. Yeah, we've known that for, like, 30 years. Here, actually, no, but you don't get that we actually now can actually talk. We can actually have these conversations now, and we're going any, like, we can take any subject and find a way to go that route now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
not necessarily in our defense, but to be fair, that's society. Like, I hear people say all the time, I don't like this bleeding into my sports. That's life. Like, yeah. I'd like life not to bleed into my sports. I'd like racism not to be in sports. I'd like sexism not to be in sports. These things. I'd like that, too. You give me that, I'll give you the other side.
Hmm. Well, we're all one big melting pot, and we're all in this together. So we got to figure it out.
And if we band together and we hold these politicians accountable, not only can mm-hmm. we get these things in check, but we can get free ice cream on Thursdays.
Yes.
I'm just saying, to the lactose intolerant out there, you get, you know, a different option, yogurt, you know, something like that or whatever, or we'll think of
that's
something.
That's not an option.
It's not an
but
option.
Non,
I realize
non
as I said
ice cream.
Yes,
yeah,
not
coconut
dairy ice cream.
Ice cream. How
there
about
we
that?
Go. I knew you'd help
coconut
me out.
Coconut ice cream. Yeah.
Yes,
no, I'm
yeah.
here for you, James.
Thank you. Take a quick break. We'll come back. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Great day to get one of Brian's pies, get a slice, or get a whole one.
Sure.
Good day for some nice warm food, soup, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Get on over to Misty's and treat yourself, everybody. Good stuff.
They have a delicious menu. So many items to choose from.
You're going to enjoy the prices. You're really going to enjoy the atmosphere. It's the food is going to be fantastic. The people really make that place.
Yeah, it's
big,
fun.
Big good morning to our friends at Misty's Menu. Melissa, I got to make it work this morning. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I apologize. I'm going to need a one or a two from you.
Two.
All right, there we go. Then you're done for the day. All right, we'll talk to you later, Melissa.
No. Okay, bye.
Why are we paying her so much? Taking a look at this list here. Wendy Drewski wishing a happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday, Wendy.
Wendy, we hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed that name, Wendy.
I always wanted a friend named Wendy.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Mr. Bill O'Ligney.
Ooh, congratulations, Bill, and happy birthday.
We're wishing you a great day, Bill. Enjoy. Hope it's a fantastic one for you, and you're our qualifier for today.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Bill and Wendy can get over on to Misty's, get their free slice of pie.
I have a special note from of our friends in Finland. They wanted to encourage people to give us their birthdays and anniversaries and to send them early if you need to. That was the complete thing. Oh, run on sentence. To, you know, to be fair,
send them early if you need to.
But yes, and you can do that by sending to info@wfhr.com, james@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and send them to our direct message us through Facebook. That's mm-hmm. another great way to do it. Just go ahead and send them there. Facebook, DM us, direct message us on Facebook. Sorry, and you can email me at james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Yes.
I'm trying to get down my new email address. I was able to use the old one for quite a while. I held on to it as long as I could, but starting to sound like the not getting the emails like I should be.
The ones I tried to send to you weren't going through, so might be time to switch it up.
james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the hang of that eventually.
Right. Just put it in your address. book, and then you don't have to remember it.
Yes, there you go. So we take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Misha Barton is 37, from the OC. I never saw the show, but they say here she was on the OC, so just trying to give her credits here.
What is the OC?
It was a TV show back in the day.
Oh, right. Well, she's very pretty.
David Diggs is 41. Incredibly, incredibly talented human being. Maybe my favorite part of Hamilton, the musical.
Okay.
I'm a huge Lin-Manuel fan, and I really enjoy his work, but him more so as just a creative, as a writer, director, actor, all those things. David is just one of the most talented human beings I've ever seen on a stage. He played Lafayette and Jefferson in Hamilton, just to show you his range and how good he is. He's Rainbow's brother, John, on Blackish. He is Andre on Snowpiercer, that TV show.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool show.
Also got some of the best hair in the business. But he's so dang talented. I really enjoyed Hamilton, but what I keep going back and watching is some of his work and can't think of his name right now, but the gentleman that played King Henry. I go back and watch those scenes a lot because of how darn good they are. And I actually got to do the role of Jefferson in a thing that Second City we did for a charity for the Boys and Girls Clubs down there, and I got to do the role of Jefferson and did a horrible job compared to Mr. Diggs. nowhere near
well,
the same.
He's also an experimental hip-hop group. Clipping.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
He was a vocalist right in that group, yeah.
The great, the wonderful voice of Kristen Schaal is 45 today. Kristen Schaal, former Daily Show correspondent. She played Carol on Last Man on Earth, but she is incredible. She's also on a great show on Disney Plus called The Benedict Society, which is a sneaky good show. You ever looking for a show that's like good for younger adults, kids, and young, and adults? That show is so dang good. It's so much fun, and she is just great on it. She is famously known as the voice of Louise on Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
She's one of my favorite voices ever. I love her voice. She's very funny. She was really good on The Daily Show, too. That's where I first saw her, and she just blew me away. I'll be a fan of hers forever.
Oh, and she was on What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes, that's right. Yes, she had a great role on there. Yeah, she's still on there, I believe. Speaking of The Daily Show, former Daily Show correspondent and member of the Office cast, Ed Helms is 49 today. He was Stu the dentist in the Hangover movies. He was in the Vacation reboot, Chevy Chase's old role. Ed Helms is a good actor. Very talented, too.
He's got that I can play it straight face, but the comedy that he pulls off is great.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. Matthew Lillard is 53. Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Stu in Scream. He has gotten a new role. He's been doing a lot of voice acting work. And I always liked him. I always thought he was pretty talented. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, he played the villain in Scream pretty well. That was one of the few horror movies I actually watched when I was younger.
One of the last horror movies I watched, and I actually was impressed by.
Oh yeah.
I the writing of that one. When you spoiler alert anybody that hasn't seen Scream in 30 years
in
or whatever.
1996.
Yeah. But when you kill off the biggest name in the cast in the first 10 minutes, that hadn't been done before. Like nowadays, you know, it's done all the time and everything. But Wes Anderson, what he did with that, Wes Craven, what he did with that, Wes Anderson, very different director. I wonder if they ever mix each other up, though. I showed up at the wrong movie. Wes Craven really did something there with that one, where doing that really changed the game. As you can see, if you watched any episode of The Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or half of these other shows that do similar things. Mary Lou Retton, 55 today, legend Mary Lou Retton. At the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, she won the gold medal in the individual all-around competition, 2 silver, 2 bronze. I can picture her face right now. I can picture her routine right now. I'm a big, like a sneaky big gymnastics fan. My Aunt Pat was in it got me into it at a young age. And just the contortionism, the way that the flexibility and the way that they, it's art in sports. It's, I think of it like with basketball, too. It's one of my favorite things is when those worlds combined. And to me, that gymnastics may be the best example of that, of art and sports coming together. Mary Lou Retton, true artist, legendary artist, legendary gymnast. Let's see here. Yakov Smirnov is 72 today. What a country! Russian comedian from back in the day made a living off of that catchphrase, what a country.
Oh,
he was funny, though. He was good. He had a lot more to his act than just that, I think.
Okay.
Listen to the next couple of voices that we have celebrating a birthday today, Melissa. First, the great Aaron Neville, 82 years young for him. Tell it like it is. Don't know much. Everybody plays the fool. 82 for Mr. Aaron Neville, one of the greater memorable voices, especially if you knew what he looked like and his voice.
R&B.
Maybe never more in history has a man looked less like he sounded, but sounded so dang good. So dang good. And of course, also turning 82 today, the great Neil Diamond.
Really?
Unfortunately, Neil has been struggling with Parkinson's and had to end his touring career. But he is still doing spots every once in a while. I think he was just at a sporting event singing Sweet Caroline. Neil Diamond's legacy is set. His career is set. Whatever he does from here out is just icing on the cake. That man's career is set in stone. What a legacy. What a career he has.
Yeah.
Also, great duettist. Great, had a lot of good duets in his career. And the great Ray Stevens, born on this day. He's 84.
Wow.
Maker of The Streak. He had the big hit The Streak and a couple of other big ones, too.
Redneck Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one. I was trying to think of. There was another one there, too.
The Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Yeah. And now, I mean, he has taken some, you know, swings here and there, if you will. But you guys like Ray Stevens, who made a career off of songs like that and everything, kind of really set the way for Dr. Demento and Weird Al Yankovic and a lot of these guys. They may not like that, but that's the truth. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Warren Zevon. 1947, passed away in 2003. Incredible singer, songwriter, Werewolves of London. And so many
not
other
my
things.
Favorite.
Really a legend in our house. There's a Mount Rushmore in our house of names that there's a different tone when they're brought up, like Roberto Clemente or somebody like that. And John Belushi is one of them. John Belushi, born in this day in 1949, passed away in 1982, died way too young by his own doing, 33 years old. But just a legend, and what he did in a short amount of career can't be touched. I know that we know about his acting career, his comedy, and maybe some of the more like serious roles that he was trying to do early on, like The Neighbors and things like that. What isn't as well known is Belushi's time at Second City and how he would stay hours and hours after to talk to students. He would come by out of the blue to encourage kids to be a part of sketches. He was very, very, very giving of his time to the point where Second City has the John Belushi Award they give to teachers, teachers that go above and beyond. And I've been very fortunate to win that twice in my career.
Awesome.
And I may never win any awards, but I will hold that one up just because it's Belushi, just because of that.
Oh, cool.
And the great Ernest Borgnine, born on this day in 1917, passed away in 2012. McHale's Army, McHale's Navy, the Poseidon Adventure, Escape from New York, Airwolf. Ernest Borgnine, again, amazing career.
Oh, yeah. And he's so recognizable. Yeah. Like, what other TV show was... Oh, McHale's Navy, The Dirty Dozen.
The Dirty Dozen is the one that I remember him the most from. I love that movie. I watched it all the time as a kid growing up.
And he was in All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yes. Arguably the greatest war movie ever. There's obviously nowadays, I don't look at modern movies the same as I do older movies. The special effects, the money they have for these. You watch the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, and you may never watch another army or war movie or anything again, just because it's so well done and so incredible. But you say that, and then watch a movie comes out this year that's based on a war movie, and it's, you know, even better. But those older movies, they didn't have that to work with, but what they did have to work with, they made hit really on the mark. And I think they got the tone and the soldiers' feel mood more, I think.
There was a lot more focus on the actors and their faces.
Yes, yeah. One more time, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Wendy Drewiski.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Bill O'Ligny. Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill. Congratulations.
You sit back, take a listen to Melissa's news, and then head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Don't you want us? God, the 80s. The 80s were so desperate. The 80s had no problem telling you, don't you want me? If you had never heard an 80s song, and I just play this beat for you, you're going to guess this came out in the 1980s. Easily.
They are very recognizable.
I'm almost certain. Was that Flock of Seagulls? Was that, because I referenced Flock of Seagulls earlier, and I think that, but Don't You Want Me, Baby, was that Flock of Seagulls? I don't remember if that was. I'm losing my classic rock credits here as we speak. And I'm going to probably lose some more credit.
Human League.
I was on the tip of my tongue. Thank you, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty blunt and pretty honest with the audience about my background and about a number of things here. And, I've been arrested before. I have had to sit in lockup before and these things. And when this did happen to me, I go in and I'm sitting in lockup and I walk in there and there's a bunch of other prisoners in this room and everything. And I look up at the TV because they're all staring at it and they're watching Cops. In prison. And this dumbfounds me. This confuses me. And I'm looking around the room at all these hardened criminals and all that. And I'm kind of like, what is going on here?
Just watching the TV show Cops.
Made bail, got out, all that and stuff. And, have made sure that all the tapes, VHS tapes I return are all rewound now. But it's an old reference, old joke. I go to my dad, who has actually served hard time before and actually, really done real time and everything. And I talked to him about this. And Dad, I walked in there and they were watching Cops. Like, oh, yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, they do that all the time. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, I don't know. it seemed crazy to me. And so I realized at a young age that there are certain things I'm just either burnt out of or I have a different perspective of than other people. Because when you grow up around a lot of crime, around a lot of violence and a lot of these things, I'm not really interested in that world. I'm not interested in seeing those things. I've seen the other side of it. I think that there's that version of people, and I think there's the other version of people that are enticed and intrigued by these things while they have never actually had to really deal with them. Unfortunately, I think we deal with this a lot, especially right now in this, and really it always, because we're always having gun issues in this country. You've got a lot of people who like to talk, will be the first people to talk about guns and gun violence and this and that, but have never had a gun pointed at them before. And listen to me when I say this. It is a different feeling. It is a different world. I can count how many I've had pointed at me. I can count the type of. I can tell you the different brands that they were, versions of them, and everything. So it's a different thing. And then there's this kind of thing where there's people who are really obsessed with true crime. America is obsessed with true crime. Mm-hmm. And some people know very little about it, have not even a glimpse of what real true crime is.
Well, if your only experience is the television shows, those are highly romanticized and dramatized.
Yeah, that's
not reality.
I hate to tell you, but if you're watching Law and Order and thinking that that's a good telling of the judicial system or anything, I love the show, but no, it's not.
If you've ever sat as a juror in court, it is nothing like the TV shows.
No. Well, the latest social media trend is people putting together "In case I go missing" binders in case they become the subject of a missing persons case and or Netflix miniseries.
Oh, my goodness.
The binders include their DNA, fingerprints, handwritten samples, dental records, blood type, and medical history. Photos of tattoos, scars, and birthmarks, as well as images of themselves with different hairstyles. Passwords for social media, messenger apps, important documents like birth certificates, license, and wills, and work details, along with information on current and past relationships, friends, family members, coworkers, future travel, and past addresses, and on and on and on. Your first pet's name, your mom's...
This is data mining. This is...
Thank you, Melissa. You've basically just data mined yourself for, you know, that's all you've done.
Now, are some of those things important things to have, like a will? Yes, absolutely. And necessary documents. What you want to happen to you if you can't make decisions because you're medically incapacitated. Those are very important things. But this just sounds like a data mining.
In a day and age where we have to, and hopefully most of us do, value our protect our information more than ever, why are you making it easy for them? What are you doing? The binders are on Amazon and Etsy, and one called If I Go Missing Binder sells for $50. So you're also wasting
$50. Oh my goodness.
The folders first went viral a while back because of a podcast called Crime Junkie. Okay, so this is, some people are saying it's healthy, most are not. There's talk about how they could be handy in situations with older family members or sudden health emergencies. It could also help with people's anxiety and mental health if they're stuck in troubled relationships or feel unsafe. But there are also reasons this is a bad idea, beyond spending hours and hours preparing for being the victim of a violent crime. It's unlikely you'll go missing or be kidnapped, statistically or just realistically, or be the subject of a murder mystery. And even if you are, would anyone know that you have a hidden binder?
Because, yes, if you're going to compile all of this information into one binder, you better hide it well, like a safety deposit box.
Well, if you don't hide it, then you're going to have it tampered with, possibly, or those kind of things. Or somebody can take that information and steal it, yes.
Yeah.
But if you hide it, then nobody's going to know that you even have this, so it's pointless. What are we doing?
Wow.
Just give me the $50. Just give me the $50, and I'll use it much better than that.
We all want to be the stars of our own lives, James.
Yeah.
This is a way that people are trying to live out that through the entertainment that they enjoy. You know, enjoy true crime dramas or podcasts or things of that nature. I don't know. I don't think it's particularly healthy.
Andy Warhol famously said, given enough time, everybody's going to have 15 minutes of fame. What I was saying similar to earlier, just wait for it. It'll happen. You know, you don't have to go searching for it or something, or make it happen from something actually that you can hold your name on, that you can be proud of.
Doing something good in your community.
It's a lot easier.
Donate money to create a new park or plant trees or something to do with the schools. I mean, there are so many good things that you could do to get those 15 minutes of fame.
And don't make this harder. I mean, this stuff just seems to make it even harder for our law enforcement, our detectives, our police departments and everything. If you don't believe me, in a new poll, 71% of people say that they believe they have the skills and resources to solve a murder case in real life. This is what they're dealing with. These amateur sleuths and things like that. I understand that there's gray area to all of this. As we mentioned earlier, if you are an elderly person, this may not be a bad idea doing some of these things. And as you mentioned, the will.
Specifically, will and power of attorney.
We hear all that.
What you want your medical decisions to be if you can't make those decisions yourself.
Oh, those are important things. And certainly we have all the time Crime Stoppers. If you see something, say something, those kind of things. There is, there's only so much give there in that slack. There's that, and then there's thinking you're Monk or something.
Whorehouse. Yeah.
And bopping around and trying to solve crimes and everything. Get out of the way. You're just making it harder for the actual people that do this for a living.
If you know something about a crime or you have information that could help solve a crime, go to the police, call Crime Stoppers and leave a tip anonymously. You could get a cash reward.
What happened where when did this happen in society where we stopped letting people do their job? I went to school for 15 years to be a doctor. I went to school or I did training and all this to be a police officer, but that's not enough. No, you know what? I'm going to do it. I have none of these things, but I read a Facebook post from Uncle Joe and everything. And I think I got this. I'm pretty sure I got this, everybody. Don't worry. I got it. Don't worry. Oh, I don't have it. Never mind.
Well, it's that contrasting and frustrating polarity of, you know, we want to back our police officers. We want, you know, back the blue and let's be behind them 100%. But you know what? I know better. I know how to solve this crime better than they do. And we don't need to give them funding. What do they need funding for? What do they need support for? Why should they have therapists and social workers and all of these other people to help back them up and help them do their job better? We need those things in society.
I'm just trying to think
better for it.
It's just kind of really sitting with me here for a second. When did we stop letting shame do its job? Shame's supposed to keep certain things in check in society, like this Santos guy or whatever, who I'm sure in the last hour or two we've been on the air has lied about something else, outside of him being Jewish when he's not Jewish and other things like that. A guy like that, normally, if he did get elected, would have been vetted first. Would have been vetted before he even got to this point, but let alone once he got elected, would have bowed out, you know, sheepishly and all that stuff like that we have always done in society. Like nowadays, if Gary Hart was running, he would have just kept going. Like he got caught with a prostitute, big deal. I just keep on pushing forward.
Yeah, and double down.
Yeah, and just double down and everything, and it's not a big deal. Like what happened to shame meaning something?
Supported and then not being called out by his fellow. His fellow Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
How are they okay? Why are they okay with this?
I hear you, but I am long past expecting politicians to hold each other accountable.
When they're trying to get rid of the ethics committee and, you know,
well, not when they only care
keep them in check.
Both sides are guilty of this, not when they only care about their side. They don't care about your constituents. They care about their party. And that's
see that over and over in stories. The only way we're going to win is if we do this to the other side.
Right.
That's not about what's helpful to the American people.
You know, it would be free ice cream Thursdays. Gonna take a break. I'm not letting this go. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Take it at the top of the hour. Next hour, we will get into some good stories of the day. That ain't right stories. Gonna have some fun with that. And currently, they are listing the Oscar nominees for 2023. And if before we wrap up, if they get the complete list out, we'll go ahead and take a look at some of the bigger categories since they haven't been announced even an hour. So we'll be able to get to that live. I'm looking forward to that. That should be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But something that Melissa and I get to do, we have a lot of fun with on Tuesdays, is our weird, wacky, random fun facts. I'm going to do some of these to take you up to the top of the hour. At depths of 1,000 feet, water pressure can reach about 440 pounds per square inch.
Ooh,
pressure like that would crumple most human lungs immediately upon exposure, resulting in instant, passing. You ain't making it past that. Interesting to think of the history of how we found that out. And if you really want to look at some really wild, like, innovation and creativity in history, look at submarines, the beginning of submarines, and how we figured that out, how to manage that and to work that.
Yeah, I imagine when that went wrong, it really went wrong.
A lot of people sacrificed a lot for us to be able to figure those things out. If Brooklyn were its own city and not just a borough of New York, it would be the fourth largest city in the country.
Wow.
I got a lot of friends from that area, but I didn't realize that. I don't think I even understood that as much as they talk about it, because New Yorkers love to talk about their boroughs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're never going to meet a New Yorker who ain't going to tell you where they're from. It's like my joke about my fellow Italians. You want to know somebody's Italian? Wait 5 seconds, we'll tell you. never fails. Titanic was in movie theaters for so long, it became the first movie ever to come out on VHS while it was still being shown in theaters.
Really?
Mm.
VHS.
I got to think that's the last one to ever do it, too. I mean, we're not making VHS tapes anymore or anything, so I would imagine that's the first and the last to ever do it.
Hmm.
Or one of the last, at least.
Yeah.
William Howard Taft is the only president who went on to serve onto the Supreme Court.
Really?
Yeah, he was picked for the court 8 years after being president.
Hmm.
That's an interesting. That is really interesting. Yeah, that is very interesting. I'd like to look back and see what things that he did in while he was on the stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Denny's isn't named after anyone.
Really?
Yeah. This was a new one to me. I didn't know this one either. It started as a donut shop called Danny's Donuts in Lakewood, California.
Danny's Donuts.
And the founders picked Danny because it started with a D like donuts.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually changed the name to Denny's because people were confusing it with another chain called Coffee Dan's. And the name stuck.
Well, that makes sense. That's a logical change that doesn't, take away from their brand too much.
Mm-hmm. The sunlight on Pluto is still bright enough that you could read a book on the surface.
And Pluto's a long ways from the sun.
That's pretty interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have expected that. The gopher sound effects in the legendary classic movie Caddyshack are the same as the dolphin sound effects on the TV show Flipper. Literally the same. A couple of classmates and I actually did this back in college. Because
really?
we didn't believe our professor
compared
when they
the
were telling.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't believe our professor. We got pulled them both up on the internet. Oh, be dang. They sounded the exact same. Exactly. Like once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to the pandemic, Disneyland in California only closed three times in history. The National Day of Mourning for JFK in 1963, after the earthquake in Northridge, California in 1994, and of course on September 11th in 2001. Then it was closed for 13 months during the pandemic from March 20 to April 2021. It was closed, in other words, for 3 days in its first 65 years and 412 days in its last 3 years.
Wow.
Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking about Civic Media's $1 million advertising giveaway.
Yes.
So excited about this. Cannot wait for you guys to be a part of this. This is for big business, small businesses, local businesses. We want, if you've been a part of our station before, if you've never been a part of our station, this is for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Day after tomorrow, we're kicking it off at 9 a.m. civicmedia.us/million. Just head there, sign up. You have a chance to win free advertising with the smallest amount. $5,000.
That is pretty cool.
That's a lot of money in a month of advertising.
We are humbled and happy that all of our civic media stations are thriving and doing well, and that is because of our local businesses and the people mm-hmm. that believe in what we're doing and putting into what we're doing. We want to give that back.
We want to give it back.
Mm-hmm. Be sure to go there and promote this. Go on all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Be sure to promote and talk about this. Let everybody know, because we want as many businesses as possible to be a part of this. And mm-hmm. when you're putting your name in the running for this, make sure to mention you heard it on the morning show here at WFHR. A little bragging rights in there. Yeah. Never heard. Find out more information by going to civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Take a break. Come back. Have some more fun here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.